from the Daily Caller re-messages it. It's entitled, Get the Hell Out. NFL legend Mike Ditka drops the mic on people who don't stand for the national anthem.
That's
I love that. That's spirit, yeah. Mike Ditka, there's a man. Now, let me just see here. We used up our first hour. We got another hour to go, folks. Chris, can you stick with us or do you got to go?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay, we'll have Chris on the other side of the break, folks. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Yeah, country boys like Chris in Hawaii and Kelso here in North Dakota, we can survive. We're going to survive no matter what happens on November 3rd. We'll be right here for you, folks. We're not going anywhere. Now let me play. I'm going to play a little of Mike Ditka for you, Chris. This is what the president just messaged. He messaged Mike Ditka. So the president is saying, this is my approach to the people who want to kneel to the U.S., to the American anthem, national anthem. So this is Mike Ditka. You remember him. What position did Ditka play? Chris, do you remember?
I believe he was a defensive end, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, we'll look it up, folks. It's shame on me for forgetting that. And didn't he play for the Chicago Bears?
Yes. He was a lineman of one sort.
Yeah, Mike Ditka was a football field, folks, back when football was fun. But it was American. Now, listen to what he has to say.
And he took the Bears to their last Super Bowl championship as a head coach.
Oh, okay. All right. So listen to this, folks. Here's Mike Ditka talking to you. And you might as well, this is the president concurring.
Take a knee during the anthem. What's the policy on that for you guys?
Well, if it was up to me, I'd say no. If you can't respect our national anthem, get the hell out of the country.
Get the hell out of the country. I love that. And and as that, Chris, you know, if there are a few more people who believe as Mike Ditka believes, we'll be okay on November 3rd.
Oh, I believe there's a lot of people who think like that. I have to say, like I said, I'm in the trenches every day working as a tradesman, a plumber, going into houses all over the place. And there's housewives that are, you know, doing, I guess they're not technically housewives, but they're cleaning these fancy houses. They're saying, I love Trump. There's other guys doing the AC units or carpenters, and they all say to me, I love Trump. But you know what? They don't quite have the courage to do it, but they see the Trump sticker on my truck. They come up to me like I'm a lightning rod. So that's why I decided to become a precinct chairman of the Hawaii Republican Party and assistant director of communications. That all just happened in the last 2 weeks. I decided to get involved and rally people because I think there's too much sadness in Trump supporters when last time it was a big party. Your show was a party. I remember you used to play those videos of Obama. If. And that was the first time
God,
I heard
yeah.
that
Oh,
video.
I got to get bring those back. Yeah, that was so fun.
And we were just and, having you know, a good old time. And we... And now we're on the winning side, and we're all worried that we're going to lose. And I think the best way to approach it is be excited that we won, and we're going to win again. I mean, Reagan won with the mandate in 84 with 49 states. He even won the blue state of Hawaii. And, I mean, I might be a little too young to remember it, and they weren't as bad to Reagan as they are to Trump, but the media sure did try to villainize him. And the Democratic congressmen were working with the Russians to try to work against Reagan, and he pulled it off. So I'm saying we just got to stay positive. And I got some more numbers, but I just tell you from being on the field, being out there every day, the Republican Party of Hawaii decided to get me involved, and we're going to have a MAGA meetup this coming week at a live venue, and it's just going to be a party. Conservatives are the fun people. Liberals are the ones that sit around and whine all the time.
Conservatives are the fun people. Absolutely, folks. We're the people that can put counter graffiti on a communist fist and make it something really enjoyable.
Exactly, and I'm all about third parties also, because a lot of people I'm friends with, whether they're hippies or you know hardcore patriots, they don't like the two party system. But we got to do what we got to do and take over the Republican Party, because if there's no way, unless you have the backing of a Ross Perot, you're going to get more than 3% as a third party person running pretty much anywhere. And
yes,
so
yeah, third party,
we gotta do
no,
what
the hope, our hope as patriots is exactly what Donald Trump did in 2015. We had to take over the Republican Party from within and make it what it once was, you know, return it to its roots and then even improve it. Donald Trump successfully has done that. And so, yes, and you're right, third party, you know, like running as a third party, just it isn't going to happen. You're right. 3%. You're lucky to get 3%. So yes, that mission accomplished on turning the Republican Party into a patriot party.
Yeah. And let's make it a party. You know, last time leading up, we had no idea what Trump was going to do. But we still had hope. And now he proved to us, I'd say 95% of the things he's done has proven exactly what he said he was going to done. He's been. And imagine being put under the pressure he's been put under with the nonstop impeachments and those sorts of things. I mean, we got to rally and party behind this great man.
Yes. And folks, and Chris rightly mentions he's what he promised he's delivered. And, you know, to put a percentage on it, 95%, that's a pretty good percentage, you know, you mentioned there. I would say Donald Trump has delivered as a percentage. What percentage of his promises has he delivered on? I would differ slightly. I would say Donald Trump has delivered on 150% of his promises.
Sure, I agree with that. But there's the problem with some patriots. We get so down in the weeds, like Second Amendment people will hold Trump's bump stock ban as a reason to vote against him, that he went against the Second Amendment. Where instead of realizing that if the other guy wins, we're not going to have any guns.
Oh, yeah. No, exactly. Donald Trump has betrayed us on absolutely nothing. And when I say 150%, folks, I mean that there's a whole list of raft of things that he never promised in 2015 and 2016 that he then subsequently, in the last 3.5+ years, he's dreamed up some brilliant, brilliant things that he delivered. He delivered on, just as important as the ones that he mentioned in advance. So he's delivered on more, a lot more. That's why I use the number 150%, half again more than he ever promised. He has delivered on. And on those things where he hasn't gotten everything that he wanted to get, it's not for lack of trying. He has moved heaven and earth to build the wall. And he has scoured the countryside trying to scare up money with which to build the wall and to defy judges and other pukes who tried to stop the wall. So,
yeah, I agree.
Now, I can hear the hurricane hitting your island, Chris.
Actually, it's not that bad. We're having fun.
Sounded like you were being blown around the lanai there.
I pray for the east side of Maui right now, where my wife's family lives.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, yeah, we do too. Now let me play this for you. You'll like this. The president had this interview with Chris Wallace, and I said I would play this for you. He then, in front of Chris Wallace and in front of the nation, the president issued a challenge. You know, Chris Wallace is a never-Trumper. So he said, okay, I put up with this interview. Are you going to interview Joe Biden? No. I want to see you interview Joe Biden, Chris Wallace. So here's how that went. Just so you know, this is the president put it up at the top of his
list. In our interview last week with President Trump, he questioned whether his Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, could handle a similar encounter. Well, this week we asked the Biden campaign for an interview, and they said the former vice president was not available. We'll keep asking every week. And that's it for today. Have a great week, and we'll see you next. Fox News site.
Yeah, you puke, Chris Wallace. Now, Chris Wallace, we know he'll do a softball, patty cake interview with Biden, but Biden knows that, but Biden's handler said he's not available. Not available for an interview on the top cable network in the country with the largest audience. He's not available. That's kind of, what's wrong with that picture, Chris?
Well, we all know he'll have a meltdown. He's not cognitively functioning right now. And we're in the middle of the biggest PSYOP ever done in human history. I believe the Chi-Coms are 110% behind this, in line with the Democrats, this fake China virus. I won't say it's fake. People are getting hurt. People are dying. But with the news media and the shutting down of the economy, they knew that was the only way they could slow down the Trump train. And they haven't even slowed it down to the point they'd want to. Like Roger Stone said, there is no chance of impeachment or anything unless the president, which happened to Nixon, got under 30 to 25% approval. Trump is still at 49%, according to Rasmussen, which is 1% higher than Barack Obama was at this point, and Barack Obama trounced Mitt Romney. So we have to look at it that way. All these polls that are happening in all the swing states, they're undersampling Republicans by 10%. The Republican exit polling from 2016 and 2018, it was 33% solid Republicans. And all these polls, they're only polling 23% Republicans. So that's a 10% margin that they're not adding in of Republican voters. And with 96% approval in the Republican Party, we could almost say guaranteed that 9.6% of all those votes will go directly to Donald Trump. So Hillary Clinton was further ahead last time in all the polls, and she was going to win in a landslide, and look at what happened. And during the last election, we were having a good time. So I say, let's have a good time again and trust in the
all
man,
right,
Donald
Chris,
Trump.
Towards having a good time, here's I ask of you, and this is a favor, and you, by all means, you're probably a very busy man and so on, but for whatever reason, if you can't do it, please, in the next 99 days, if you could call in as often as possible with your enthusiasm and your optimism, I'm sure the audience is out there going, yeah, put Chris on. Chris, please call. Kelso's in a meltdown. Help him out. If you could call as many times as possible in the next 99 days, Chris, with this incredible view you have, and facts, like that fact you just gave me, I didn't know that. 49% in the Rasmussen poll, that's very solid.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. So, folks, that is very solid. If President Trump has got a 49% approval rating in the Rasmussen poll, he is very solid. And that's a very optimistic thing. So, and anything else you come up, and I love that you're working within the Republican Party, Chris. You're out there, you're on the streets, you're in the field. You've got your shoulder to the wheel. So I'm loving everything you're doing. So please call in, and don't call in as often. If you called in every night, that's fine with me. And just offer that. You're an antidote. You're wonderful. You picked me up. Who knows how far down I could have gotten in tonight's show without you calling to lift us up.
The best is yet to come, and Donald Trump doesn't say that for no reason.
Yeah, oh, I'm so, you know, it's such a sad thing that those great rallies, are they going to actually, now get how bad these demon rats are, Chris. In the school district where my kids go to school, or one of my kids, I'm homeschooling my youngest, but my oldest is very, very big in music. And guess what? These idiots who run these school districts, they are convinced that if you sing, that you are putting out aerosol particles. She's very big in choir and singing and orchestra and band and so on. You're putting out aerosol particles of the deadly coronavirus. So guess what they're proposing? That these kids who have musical, these are music majors. These are people who spent years practicing. It means a lot to them. You know what they're talking about doing in their, they have a very high level choir that's actually performed at Carnegie Hall. They're talking about the choir. Wow. And folks, you're going to think I'm making this up. If you were a singer, how could you prevent aerosols from leaving your mouth?
I hope they're not.
Okay, the engineer says sign language. That's a good one. They're talking. They're seriously talking about these high-level choirs humming their songs.
Wow. That's bizarre.
That's like goofy. That's like, whoa, it's Twilight Zone. You 100 highly trained, highly competent people up in fancy costumes on a stage in a big theater with a couple thousand proud parents who paid $20 to hear their kids hum.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
But it's not just humming. You got to be 6 feet apart while you hum. So they're spaced out all over the auditorium, and the parents, I guess, have to be out in the parking lot with maybe a big screen TV.
It's a total demoralization. That's what they're trying to do to us.
Yeah,
they're trying
to
demoralize the proud American.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, demoralize us. Well, Chris, you are, you're the cure. So thank you very much for coming on the show. I can tell you all over the country and around the world right now, people are cheering you. And, thanking you, Chris, for lending your optimism. And if you can dig up more of those great numbers and great polls and data, bring it onto the show.
Sure, I'd love to. Sorry for taking so much time, but I just had to call in because I heard you getting down again, and I just wanted to cheer you up because you always cheered me up.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much. So long.
Okay. Have a good one. God bless.
You too. Okay, now, let's go from one great caller to another, to John in Missouri, the man who way far back in one of the early Trump phenomenon shows, he says Donald Trump is the first real American president. John, thank you for calling in.
Hi, James. Hey, yeah, don't be down in the dumps. It's always darkest before the dawn. And I'll let you got a commercial coming up.
Hang on there. Enjoy the commercial, and we'll have you come back right after the commercial, John.
Excellent.
We'll be right back.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Big Bad Donald John. Trump,
nobody seems to know.
Big Bad John in Missouri, I might add. Hey, John, thanks for waiting.
Yeah, I'm here, James. Yeah, don't fear nothing here. Donald will come out strong, probably take the House back, hold the Senate. I'm not a bit worried.
Okay,
I'm not a bit worried. Everything those people are doing out there in the news is just putting another nail in their coffin, as I see it.
Wow.
American public doesn't
listen
want
to Chris
that.
In Hawaii. Chris in Hawaii, John in Missouri, ignore Kelso in North Dakota. Maybe the heat or the cold up here is affecting my brain.
I don't know about that. But
maybe it's too much time alone with the bison. I don't know. But listen, I'll tell you what. You know, Donald Trump, he said, you know, we're going to have a garden of heroes in Washington, D.C., which he's proclaimed. It won't be for a few years, so it probably would not mature really until well into his second term. But a Garden of Heroes, and one of the heroes he proposed for our Garden of Heroes was Frank Sinatra. And now, at his events, here's a tune that we've heard until the, you know, Dr. Fauci, well, not Dr. Fauci, this puke Fauci canceled these Trump rallies with his coronavirus panic. But here's what we used to hear, and you know, I was talking about, they're talking about humming in the school music program because they don't want to spread the aerosols. So listen to Frank Sinatra humming. Listen to this. This is 1979. This is at the 40-year tribute to Frank Sinatra, the chairman of the board, as he was called. And Donald Trump loves Frank Sinatra. And he's 64 years old here in 1979. He died in 1998. Now, I've actually sat on Sinatra's grave in Palm Springs. A little personal story.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
It's going to rhyme with hum.
You came along and everything started into hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
Listen to John and Chris.
Best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine?
Kelso's mistaken.
You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips, they have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. Best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine?
Oh, that is the good stuff. That is the good stuff, folks. Did you ever get to see Frank Sinatra, John?
Oh, no. I'm a little bit younger than that.
Oh, okay.
I kind of like the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, you know.
Well, he's buried in Palm Springs, and I actually, a friend of mine said, hey, you want to go sit on Frank Sinatra's grave? And we went over there and communed with the chairman of the board. Son of a Gun, John, give us another thought. We've got another optimist here lined up. We've got Dr. Kelly in California and Tom in Utah. So, John, give us a parting thought from your wisdom.
All I want to say is the other team, the Democrat liberals, they have nothing to offer America, and most of Americans know that. There's always going to be a handful of naysayers, and I just kind of ignore them people. Donald won last time. He's done wonders for our country. This was the only thing they were going to do to hurt him was the economy. They did it. We'll get over it. We're Americans. We'll live through this and just keep a firm upper lip and vote the right way come November. Everything will be fine,
cool.
James.
Yeah, that's
well,
beautifully
I got to say,
said. You know, you optimistic.
We're Americans.
Guys.
We're Americans. We're tougher than anybody else.
Yeah. You said you're a Nebraskan?
I'm in Missouri.
Oh, okay. Well, I missed part of what you said. My roots are in Nebraska, and my mom was born in Missouri, in Kansas City. But so I guess I'm a Missourian. I used to live in Missouri, in fact. I used to live south of Kansas City.
It's a wonderful state. It's full of good people. Wonderful
yes,
state.
Yeah, it is. And it's very
glad to
you know,
live
it's,
here.
It,
and
yeah, everything
like
in Missouri,
that.
A lot of things in Missouri are called Mid-America this and Mid-America that, and Mid-Continent this, like my library was the Mid-Continent Library. Because Missouri is smack dab in the middle of everything, north, south, east, west. Missouri's right in the heart
it's
of America.
It's a wonderful place, James. I love living here. Anyway, you all be good and don't get the blues, James.
Okay.
Take care, my friend.
I'll do it, and we'll go to we're going to go to Dr. Kelly and then Tom in Utah. If you two will hang on, we'll be right with you.
Life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work,
still would. It's the best of the free life. Best of free life behind us now. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go. You know, John there in Missouri and Chris were talking about how much fun we had in the last election, and so let's get some of that fun back. And he was referring to this. There's one. Video I played, which was a spoof on Barack Hussein Obama, and it was funny as heck. And I'm just, my little boy just pulled it back up off of the computer, and so I'm going to play it here. This is funny. I hope you can hear it. I didn't know it came across the microphone that you guys could enjoy it so much, because a lot of it's visual. But it's a picture of Obama, and somebody, you know, manipulated the video and, you know, was repeating his words and added funny music and stuff like this. So you want to talk, you said? What do you want to talk about? You want to tell them
what
about
it actually is.
Oh, well, come on over here and you have to talk. Come close to the microphone.
A thing called a meme and
come close to the microphone right up here.
E.
Yeah.
So it's a meme, and most of you don't know what that is. It's supposed to be like a funny clip of something that happens, and that is Obama. I think, I don't know what he's sad about or something. I don't know. But he stutters on if, probably gonna say, like, if you do this, but he's scared, so he stutters on if. So it kind of just sounds like he's doing this. And then they add funny music and clips. Yeah.
That was a good explanation. That was my 8-year-old boy's explanation of what you're about to hear. He's a big fan of this, and he just found it for you on the computer because he knows more about computers than his dad.
Also,
also what? He wants to say more.
My dad messed up really bad on him trying to spell Obama when he was trying to type. He spelled it like Obamanin. So, yeah, that's why I didn't show up.
I spelled Obama wrong. Actually, I spelled O'Biden. Okay, now, here it comes. This is funny. And you'll hear Donald Trump in here. It's a funny thing.
Sounds provocative. Tweets funny. Sounds provocative. Tweets funny. Sounds provocative. Tweets funny. Sounds provocative. Tweets funny.
Sounds provocative. Bing bing. Now she's got this goofy friend, Mike. She's a basket case.
Donald Trump.
Okay, so that was all about Elizabeth Warren, Goofus, and Donald Trump. And, you know, like John there in Missouri, he can really relate to the phrase okie doke. In Missouri, okie doke gets said a lot. And my mom always said that. She's a Missourian. Okie dokie would be the way she would say yes to anything. Okie dokie. So anyway, that was too middle American for Barack Hussein Obama. So we're just the okie dokes to him. Anyway, there you go. And Elizabeth Warren, it's funny how more things change, the more they stay the same. Elizabeth Warren, they're trying to resuscitate her as the person of color that O'Biden needs to nominate as his partner in crime. Yes, Elizabeth Warren, you know. And in that clip, you heard her laughed at as by the president as Pocahontas. And that was, I think, the Pocahontas thing really epitomized the fun we were having back in 2016. And you know, Trump was supposed to lose big to Hillary. But John and Chris are right. We were still having fun, weren't we? So let the fun resume. Come on, Kelso. Get up off the floor. You're going to be okay. Let's go to Dr. Kelly in California. Dr. Kelly, how you doing?
Pretty good. Kelso J, Kelso J, Kelso J. You know, I'm a super big fan of Junior and Senior, and I just wanted to encourage folks that I'm going to go Ted Nugent here, but nicely. Your public servants who are collecting a public paycheck that are part of the registrar, recorder, you know, the clerk, recorder, registrar of voters, they're an elected official as well. And now would be the time for you high schoolers to get involved and to learn how to be an observer and a poll watcher and to spend each moment wisely in the next few days and weeks and months and prepare yourself to study the authentic, the original, the genuine, and then you can spot the fraud, the counterfeit, the...
Oh, yeah. To be more blunt about it, Dr. Kelly, very, very good idea. To everybody out there, be a poll watcher. Be a poll volunteer. So contact your local election commission or your county Republican committee. Find out what you can do. These people are very, very needed. You just sit in a chair through the day while voting occurs. Now, remember, let's hope in-person voting is going to be occurring. Oh, God, I'm assuming and hoping it will.
Also, but you can go in as a member of the public and you can observe the signature verification process, and you can call them onto the carpet to verify that your ballot was received. And I quit the computer, but when I did go on it, I could actually go to the county registrar recorder, and I could look up that my ballot was received and that it had been tabulated, yada yada. And so, yeah, now is the time.
Let me add to what you're saying, though, because people don't do well, you know, when they try to do something completely on their own, something as technical as this. Go to your local county Republican committee, and they will be delighted to get your phone call and just say you want to volunteer, you want to help monitor the election, whatever you can do. They'll tell you what they need and what's available, all these things that Dr. Kelly mentioned and others. But what's great about the county Republican committee is they know how you can do this effectively,
when and where the trainings are located, what the availability is. And then you can learn all kinds of cool things that
You as a volunteer. They need you as a volunteer right now to work the phones, do various things. So just think, folks, think out there. It's great if you vote for Donald Trump on November 3rd. But imagine if you could, just by volunteering, you could get by your helping out. Let's say you caused five other people to vote for Trump who otherwise would not have, who would have not made it to the polls. You know, think of that. That's something very, very good, and you'll feel. However, it turns out on November 3rd, if you helped out in that way, you made a real effort. You'll feel much better. So that's a good suggestion, Dr. Kelly. Thank you. And don't you like how Chris and John cheered me up?
Yeah, dude. Oh, you were on fire on your. I think it was your Friday show. Dude, I love it when somebody just lights your fuse and you got a short fuse and you just go on with the truth. It's like a great case of truthettes syndrome.
I'm just sitting here at my microphone, upstairs at my house, and screaming into the mic, yelling, jumping around. So I asked the engineer after that show you referred to. I said, you know, when I yell that loud on a show, does it blow up your gain and your mixer board for the show? And the engineer said, no, Kelso, you're fine. He said, I got all kinds of controls here. I got more control than you've got scream, so don't worry.
Yeah, it was great, dude. That's when you're on point and you're on fire. Run with it. Run with that torch. Keep teaching your posterity, and they're going to be some great great grandparents someday themselves, I can tell. And thank you so much. You know, there are a lot of parents that are super panicked right now.
Well, what did you think? To me, as a parent, what did you think of the radio potential of my little 8-year-old?
Yeah, absolutely. A total winner, you know, and when your kids like to talk, let them do their own radio show and support them and reinforce it and lift it up, you know, because a lot of parents do not want to let their kids get the blood poisoning with the vaccines. They don't want the GMO in the experimental breakfast and lunch. They don't want their kids wearing masks. And so now is the time to step it up to the plate, you know, and be like your bro Kelso there and homeschool your posterity or your nieces or nephews and
Dr.
be available.
Kelly, what you just mentioned,
conscious time.
Let me tell you, folks.
Lives.
Yeah, for the last 4 months, all of America, until summer began, all of America, what percentage of American parents were homeschoolers for the last 4 months? 100%, folks. Everybody was a homeschooler. So this is very interesting. This could be a good unintended consequence of the corona shutdown, people, is that every parent got to experience just how fun it is to homeschool your kid, A. B, just how easy it is. C, how much your kid enjoys. It's the best thing I've ever done.
And that's also a biblical commandment. It is a mandate. It is a statute. It is something you don't want to goof up. When you have this most critical opportunity and this time, you make something good of it.
The president said it all last week. He said, our schools don't educate, they indoctrinate. He said it, he repeated that. He said it several times last week. Our schools don't educate, they indoctrinate.
Yeah, folks, dude, nothing cooler than hearing Frankie on the loudspeaker on the 4th of July when you're out there at a boat parade somewhere and he just belts out, man, it just brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah.
So thank you again for bringing that up again, Kelso, and have a great rest of your show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Kelly in California. And we're going to go to Tom in Utah in just a second, but let me just expand on that thought that she had about homeschooling. And folks, a lot of the reason people don't homeschool is that it's the unknown, fear of the unknown. They think it's difficult. Okay. I think America has 50 million kids in schools, 50 million in K through 12. So, you know, the parents of 50 million children found out, no, it's not hard to homeschool. They found out it's fun. They found out it's legal. A lot of people think it's illegal. It's against the law. You know, it's a gray area activity. They found out it's so rewarding both for both parents and siblings and the child who's being homeschooled. They love it. Bjorn, do you love homeschooling? Okay. Okay, he does. And then once you've done it for a few months, here's what I'm saying. There are going to be so many, whenever these idiots in the school districts decide they're going to open their school districts in whatever weird way they're going to open them, okay, with distancing or humming, are you kidding? I like the engineer's suggestion of signing. The whole school should be conducted with sign language. How do you like that? But whatever they do, can you imagine how many – I'm thinking the total number of parents who are homeschooling in America might double, triple, sextuple, I don't know, times 10, I don't know. But I think there'll be a whole lot of people who say, you know what, I've been homeschooling my kid for months. He or she is doing great, or they are doing great, and here we go. Let's continue. And the offering at your public school, folks, controlled by these Dr. Fauci creeps, is going to be can you imagine the distancing, the not touching, no touchy, you can't breathe, you got a mask, you got to sanitize everything, and all, it's just BS. These kids, they found out the science is hard science. The kids don't get the virus. The kids don't transmit the virus. The kids don't suffer from the virus. It's a hoax as far as the kids are concerned. There's some reality to it for really old people who have 3 or 4 pre-existing and fatal conditions. Yeah, I mean, people in that situation need to worry about anything and everything. They need to worry crossing the street or getting in and out of a car or going up and down stairs or even chewing their food. They need to worry. As they and you know, the loving thing would be to be cautious with those people. But young kids, this thing is a total it doesn't even affect them. So with all the stupid stuff that's going to be coming out of their schools, parents are going to be even more motivated. Do I have to put up with this nonsense? My kid's in a mask. My 9-year-old kid is in a mask coming home with red marks on his face, and he's miserable and he's nauseous. I'm not putting up with this. I don't got to wear no stinking mask. I don't got no stinking mask. Juno, the better out is. So that's exciting. All right, let's go now to another exciting person. And we got two more. We got another exciting person that just came in. Let's go to first Tom in Utah and then James in Vancouver. Tom in Utah, you're on the air.
James, in the 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary, I challenge everybody to look up the definition of education in that 200-year-old dictionary.
Oh, yeah.
It says the information and character passed from a child, from a parent to a child.
Okay. The information and character passed from a parent to child? We're going to come right back to that, Tom. You stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks, and we have with us Tom in the great state of Utah. And Tom suggested we look up the 1820 Webster's Dictionary, and I did that during the break, Tom. And I didn't come up with 1820, but I came up with 1828. And there's a great definition here for education in the 1828 Noah Webster's Dictionary. And by the way, during that break, I found out that I'm a cousin to Noah Webster. Look that up after the show. But it says, comes from the Latin educatio, the bringing up as of a child, instruction, formation of manners, education comprehends all that series of instruction and discipline which is intended to enlighten the understanding, correct the temper, and form the manners and habits of youth, and fit them for usefulness in their future stations. To give children a good education in manners, arts, and science is important. To give them a religious education is indispensable, and an immense responsibility rests on parents and guardians who neglect these duties. So folks, don't leave it up to the idiot at your public school. Go ahead, Tom.
I'm just going to say, and I know you only got a few seconds left for the other caller, just wanted to tell you I learned from NPR. They expanded my lexicon of pathological knowledge, or my lexicon, right? Yeah, dictionary or expression. I found out a new term, hyper-contagious. So what they're proposing is that they close down all public transportation because, yes, I just want to say, we better not let the children even hum because some of those vicious particles will exit out their nose and ricochet off the floor to the next child. We can't let them sign language because they might propel, you know, an object from their fingers, they flick it to the next student. So we can't have them sing, hum, or even sign language. We just put them in a bubble.
Yeah, like the boy in a bubble. Yeah, everybody in a bubble. Each of us get our own personal bubble. Well, it's kind of like the movie The Matrix, and we'll each get plugged in at the back of our head into the Matrix. Well, Tom, thank you very much, and let's go to our last caller. Just enough, a minute or two for you. James there in Vancouver. What's on your mind, James? He's coming in. It's a long ways away. Come in, James.
Oh, can you hear? Hello?
Yes, I hear. Yes, you got out of your bubble. Thank you. We hear you better when you're not in your bubble and you take off your mask.
Well, the switch just turned on. It didn't turn on immediately. Yeah, I really enjoyed listening to your son. I thought he was great.
He loves it. Yeah, he is not shy. He inherited that. He is not shy.
As for Donald Trump, he's got the ball and he's going for the goal line and he's going to drag all those players across with him.
I love that image. He's going to drag him across with him. Absolutely.
He's going to punch through that line and he's going to drag them all and he's going to make the touchdown.
He's going down the field with the four horsemen of Notre Dame.
And it's the two-minute warning, but he's going to do it. You wait and see.
All right. That first debate's at Notre Dame, by the way. The first debate's at Notre Dame. All right, we'll see you all. We'll see you all again tomorrow night in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.